Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl slapping loud.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Happy Halloween Day. Well, when you watch this, it won't be Halloween, but I'm your host, Rome Green Jr., aka Big Worm, Big Perm, Big I Don't Give a Damn, aka Grandmama. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Rhonda Dobby.
I'm not doing this. We got Emmanuel, aka Kevin Emmanuels.
I forgot my goddamn Red Bull. God damn it.
It's all right.
I forgot the Red Bull.
It's okay. We got Kevin Emmanuels in the building.
Yes. Adjustable sixes.
You ain't gonna shut up my costume?
Well, I had left it open for you.
I'm Nipsey. Y'all see the Crenshaw. I don't look like him. Y'all can tell?
No.
You know, on a deeper level, it's sad both of us have to represent two dead brothers.
On a deeper level.
On a deeper level. But
we represent.
But we represent.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Big Perm might not have made it out either.
Big Perm. He died a long time ago. Big Perm had to have been gone.
He had to have been gone.
Was he in the other movies?
No.
He wasn't?
Big Worm.
Was he in the other movies?
No.
No?
No. Well, yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, so he pretty much was done.
Anyone that's willing to kill you over $20?
Yeah, it's $20. It was over $20, huh?
It was about $20.
It was $20?
No way it's over $20.
No, was it like $20?
Yo, you about to blow my mind.
Yeah,
$20 or $100. How much he owed him?
It wasn't a significant amount.
But
I do know that.
How much money did... Hold on. How much money did Smokey owe Big Worm?
You know Siri ain't good at these things.
If she said $20, that'll be, he gonna Google that. But while we do that, man, we want to make a special announcement so everybody knows that our first Bali trip was sold out. So thank you to everybody who's coming on that trip. But guess what? It's time to redeem yourself. We got Bali 2.0 in the building, all right?
Uh-oh.
And it's already 15 slots filled because you know that people's on the wait list. So get ready because the link will be down below. It's only 9 spots left. So if you want to go, tap the link below and get your spot now. Remember, you can pay partially or you can pay in full, whichever way you feel. And if you feeling froggy, then leap. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and tap in because it's only 9 spots left. And once they filled. And I mean, only way you can get in after that is if somebody drop out or, you know, something else happened. But that's pretty much it. So go ahead and tap in with that, man. So
$200. I was missing the zero.
He was gonna kill him over $200.
$200.
I need my money, Smokey.
I guess it's more so principle than the monetary amount.
Nah, he probably needed that money too. He was driving ice cream trucks in the hood trying to still make a dollar. So,
well, obviously it is Halloween, and we're gonna talk some Halloween shit. Well, first off, when are you into Halloween now at this age?
Not at all.
Me neither.
I wasn't into Halloween back then.
So that's what I was going to ask. As a kid, were you into Halloween?
Nah, I robbed.
I was into Halloween.
I was into it, but not for the candy. Cause I didn't really eat candy like that. I just like the costumes.
I definitely was in it for the candy because I was fat. So definitely was in it for that. But I also liked the dressing up part. We had one specific neighborhood that we would always go to, and it was hella white people, and they handed out the best candy. They had everything that I needed. They gave out chunks, not just little bits. They gave out chunks of candy, and I was like, "Oh, this is great!" And then, of course, your mom got to go through it, make sure ain't nothing
was
wrong.
Never mind.
Yeah, I already said it.
Yeah, he did say it.
I said it. But if yes, I was fat during this time. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So what characters were you playing? Nutty Professor?
No. I don't think Nutty had came out. I wasn't peak fat, right?
Slime from Ghostbusters?
No, I think I was kid fat.
Big Worm?
You had a roommate that dated a girl that looked just like Slime from...
Oh, my goodness.
She was built like Slime.
She was.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's wild. She was built like Slime.
She was built like Slime.
Yeah.
She treated him horrible.
Yeah,
she was a terrible person.
Yeah, she was a terrible person. But yeah, now I'm not into Halloween. Like, I watch scary movies from time to time. Like, I think I enjoy that here and there. Usually with a woman. By myself is cool.
But that's
your least favorite genre?
Horror movies, like, yeah, I watch them with a girl, but overall, it's like, thrillers. I really love thrillers.
It gotta be a good horror. It has to be a good movie for me to fuck with horror.
Conjuring was the last one I really liked.
That's good. That was a good story. It was well done. It's actually really good. I appreciate it when it's good.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just go to watch those scary movies just for like...
Just to jump a little...
Maybe jump scare or whatever.
That's usually what you get. Like, because I seen that Smile movie. And it was just a bunch of jump scares. Like, it just wasn't...
I'm so dumb.
Yeah, it was...
I want to see The Menu, if that's considered horror.
I don't feel like horror.
Get Out, that's my type of horror. Strangers, that's my type of horror.
Well, Get Out's a horror because we live it.
Get Out is, yeah, good way to get out.
It's sci-fi for me. Sci-fi.
Yeah, sci-fi for sure.
I love thrillers. I love comedy, obviously. I can do some drama if it's good drama. But sci-fi and, like,
sci-fi
thrillers
and comedy.
And act, like, all that, man.
Yeah.
I like to be on the edge of my seat.
I feel you on that.
I'm with that. Yeah, I don't, like, people's asking me, what are you doing for this Halloween weekend? Are you going out to the costume party? Nah, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I don't feel like it.
Yeah, a girl at the weed shop asked me, you going to be handing out candy? I said, listen, I don't know what you have going on in your mind, but as a grown man handing out candy, that don't really
You got a dad handout candy face, possibly. I can see that. You got a family face.
No.
Bald man beard.
No.
Smoking weed, he's stressed.
All it take is one trip up. One look the wrong way, and then all of a sudden, pedophile. That's the face of a predator.
What I hate about Halloween is when you turn your porch light off and they still ring the doorbell. That's a clear sign I'm not giving out candy.
Today,
the porch light would be off. I may close the gate.
Like, this ain't for you.
Yeah, this ain't a kid's place.
But honestly, I don't think it's that many kids.
Yeah, on our
street.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the street, we have an elementary school. Yeah. So I don't know where all them kids live. So they could be around the neighborhood and come down the street.
You remember we had young old boy, it wasn't even Halloween. He came and knocked on the door.
Yeah, but he's stupid. His parents stupid. Because he just asked, they asked him if something happened to him. But One good thing about our street, it's dark at night.
Absolutely.
It's not good. Tonight, it's good. Don't come down the street.
This ain't the street for you.
This ain't street for you. Yeah. If my porch light off, I ain't giving off candy. Don't ring the doorbell.
Gotcha. Yeah. Know your streets. Know what's going on.
You want your street to look intimidating without being intimidating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because look, if one of y'all, say you forget your key and you forget your phone inside the house, you ain't getting in. I ain't answering no door.
Gotcha. Mm. Just because you might think it's a kid, you don't feel like dealing with that.
So you outside with them.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, my mom was a staunch Christian.
So yeah.
She ain't even fuck with that as a... They have the Christian version of it, they do.
Yeah, so at the church and stuff.
Yeah, what do they call it?
Holy Wing?
Yeah.
Holy,
I don't know. I'm asking.
Christian Wing.
It was like Holy Wing or something like that. It was so cool.
Yeah, yeah. My grandma used to have us at church doing that. I'm like, I mean, grandma, this is...
I want to be with the bad kids.
On Halloween?
Some Halloweens, yeah.
Yeah, some Halloween. That's when
I heard of New Year's, but I never heard people going to church on Halloween.
They try to do like a replacement for Halloween for the kids. Because, you know what I'm saying? The other kids will feel left out if they don't
get candy or just Jesus?
A little bit of both. They have candied Jesus.
You get candies filled with scriptures.
Yeah, there you go. Candy Bibles.
Candy filled with scriptures.
Now, you still get all that shit. Yeah. Yeah, you still get to dress up. Like, they'll have people, you know, the kids dress up or whatever.
Yeah, Corinthian pieces.
Corinthian pieces.
I recently be against the Corinthian pieces.
But all the costumes be weak.
Yeah, they be weak.
They be dressed up like angels and stuff like that. I came with the
12 disciples.
I came with a scream mask and they got mad at me.
That's funny. What?
I would have came with the whole cross on my back.
Hold on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they were like, "Yo, what's he doing?" I was like, "He Jesus, like,
he was the one next to Jesus."
I'm the one that they rid out of history.
They wanted
to make everything white.
They were like, "That's why I ain't got no name. It's just me."
Cross number two.
Cross number two.
Nah, he ain't worried. He's back. Cross number five.
Cross number five.
Yeah. But yeah,
you don't even get a name in the IMDb.
Yeah, some people like this is their favorite. I know people, this is their favorite holiday. Like they wait for Halloween. They like, I'm dressing up every day of the weekend, every day of Halloween.
I appreciate the creative side.
No, for sure.
The creative side, cool. Like people, they be really going all out. That's cool.
Yeah, that's
but
why.
I ain't never been in it. Maybe if you got kids, you know, maybe if you with somebody who into it, maybe, but
I found
myself.
I found the perfect costume, right? So what would you do? You have a favorite costume that you've seen online in the past couple of years, maybe? I think one of mine was this Transformers one that happened to while this kid was really good. I have a new one that's taken over, but I want to see if you
I don't know if I have one in particular
that you might have seen this year or last year.
You know, they've always had some fly superhero ones.
Yeah,
like Batman.
Yeah. I like when people really go out with the makeup. Like I seen this the She-Hulk one that the dude helped this girl like paint, and they took pictures, and I was like, damn, that they did that shit. Like it look kind of cool.
I seen some people do like the makeup, like girls and stuff.
They turn themselves
into like guy celebrities.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I like the obscure the stuff that you forget about, like a random character in a movie everyone know about but you wouldn't have thought about going as Halloween. Like when you Batman that's so famous. Don't do nothing. Like bring something I forgot about. Like or something from a new TV show. Oh, that's funny. That's what I like.
Of course, I'm sure a lot of people,
I went as the Clippers from Friday's Barbershop Scene.
I'm sure a lot of people did. Them niggas just dressed up as a Clipper. That's funny. Like I'm sure a lot of people did what's the Netflix film, the big one, the with the games.
Squid Games.
Yeah, Squid Games. Yeah, I'm sure I've seen a lot of.
But that's too easy.
It's too easy.
That ain't good enough.
But this one,
like
right
Janelle Monáe did a character. I forgot what movie it's from. I like, I forgot about that character.
It was like
an
animal.
The alien.
Alien. Yeah.
Let me pull it up. I forgot what movie that's from again.
So I thought I seen like some really good, and I was like, all right, that's one of my favorite by far.
That again? From Fifth Element?
Yeah,
the blue chick.
Like, oh, stuff
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Wild. Yeah, that's wild.
And of course, you got to have money to do that. You got to get that made.
I do appreciate a good, like, you know, funny one.
Yeah.
Something funny or some very obscure.
It's just funny because we all like, we not going to do it, but we appreciate what y'all do. But I said, you know what?
It's just a lot of work.
Even if when I have kids, I think when I have kids, it'll be a little better. Like, I feel like I'll be a more, you know, because they'll be excited about it. I think I'll be a little bit more.
If you allow them to celebrate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's, yeah, if I allow them to celebrate, but.
I mean,
yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I'm,
yeah.
I'm prepping for Thanksgiving and just Christmas. Life. And then life in general. I'm like, oh, it's Halloween.
They looking for scary shit. Just look inside the life.
Thanksgiving the same as Halloween since I went pescatarian. Can't eat half of it.
The best thing about Halloween as a college student or, you know.
Those lingerie parties.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because girls get to dress up like hoes.
Do your thing.
But it's changed nowadays because they dress up like hoes every day.
Oh, but yeah, every day Halloween.
It's like, what is the thing about Halloween now?
Kevin Mames.
What's special? Come on now.
Come on, you're talking shit.
Where's my Red Bull?
Talk your shit.
But it's not this. There's nothing about Halloween that's added that's like, oh yeah, I'm excited for this holiday. Mm. I mean, I get it if you're a part of some type of competitive costume.
Yeah.
Some type of pumpkin pie bake-off.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah, the famous philosopher Ludacris said, every day is a holiday. So stop the violence and put the 4-4 away. Skeet shoot a holiday. So every day is a holiday. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
He's so prolific.
It's so prolific.
Philosopher of our time.
Chris Bridges.
Chris Bridges.
2004 Chris Bridges.
So I want to talk about two costumes. One is actual Halloween costume. Another one is a kink costume that... shout out that Mike Mendez sent because he's not here. But don't worry, guys. Mike Mendez is coming back.
I think Mike Mendez would be into Halloween.
I can see that.
Because he Mexican?
No. nothing to do. I don't know Mexicans to be into Halloween. Is that a thing?
They have Day of the Dead.
They have Day of the Dead. Yeah.
Okay. I would go to that to experience that one time.
This costume right here, I said, this was for us. And this shit is pure comedy. I said, this is my favorite Halloween costume.
When we did Alden Lawrence that time.
That was funny. But this, I said, nah, this is us. So four or five guys, I think they all guys, I believe. Yeah, these guys, they dressed up as a car wash. And so when people would pull up and park,
dog.
I said, ingenious. That is my favorite.
Ingenious. It's incredible. Incredible. And he rolling over the car. Duh, incredible.
I said, for us, pure, that's great. I said, we could have murdered that. You go out and just in the city and people one by.
Incredible.
One by the car. That shit was funny to me. I was like, that's like good.
A good team collaboration of a costume is dope.
That's solid. That's dope. I hadn't seen no team collaborate like that.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That's solid. That's
like if we all went as Ninja Turtles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same. That's easy, more
too
funny.
Easy, too easy.
That's too easy.
That's unique.
Easy. True. True.
But then so Mike Mendez sent me this guy who I pulled up. He says he likes getting stepped on for a living, and it's his side hustle. He's this older man, and he. It's basically he dresses up as he goes to parties and he goes and picks out different carpets and cuts the hole out the carpet in the face and he lays in the floor at these kink parties. So I'm going to show you guys just a little.
And people know it, he there on the floor or no? Yeah. What, he want him to step on his face?
Yeah, he want all that. Like he want all
he ain't going to break his nose?
I don't see the benefit of
he talking about telling his family he don't necessarily. He tells some of his family they don't understand. So then I'm gonna just fast forward a little bit so you guys can see into the party where he lay down.
I make sure I go to the bathroom before I get on the carpets. 4 to 5 hours is safe. I don't need a bathroom.
Yes, sir. I'll probably order a drink like standing around on top of it's kind of normal for New York City. I don't know.
Yeah. So people come in. They got a sign there saying, go ahead and step on them.
I look like a carpet, and less of a human, the more steppable I will be. If people see only a human being in me, they would be less prone to stepping on me.
He sounds like a mass murderer.
Yeah,
there are moments when people step on me, they're curious. They want to experience it.
They want this to is a skit. It.
Like, this is such a skit.
Like he dressed up as a carpet. Like he's so he goes around. He said he loves like in his pastime going to look at different carpets and Home Depot and stuff like
is
that.
Is he sexually aroused by this?
Yeah. No, he likes all it. Like, this is
so he's jacking off under the carpet?
I don't know if he's jacking off under the carpet, I mean, but like he really likes it. So I'm guessing he also like women with bush because they got carpet too. So he's a carpet kind of guy.
Go to the next subject.
What happened?
Go to the next subject.
Well, we talking about carpet.
That is horrifying for this holiday.
So his favorite movie is Aladdin.
Yeah, or Step Up too.
He's attracted to the rug.
Or Footloose. Just different, you know. It's just different carpet.
Instead of stomp the yard, or stomp the rug.
Yeah, stomp the rug. He can't sweep stuff under the rug. He is.
Instead of oriental carpet, he's an orange retarded carpet. You dumbass.
The rugs what are us. Doing? Like, don't it look like it? Does it hurt? Does it not hurt? Like,
that's his kink, man. That's his fetish.
He got to let him do his thing.
Let him have it.
He
said they'd
be,
thing.
He said they'd be jumping on him and shit. I was like, damn, that's just sound. It don't sound comfortable, but I guess to him. He brittle.
He can't be getting the boner under there because that could get stomped out real quick.
Well, he said he's getting aroused, like, so he probably do.
He walking.
This is, I don't believe this is real. This is, I mean, who knows?
I don't think so, unfortunately. That's why I gave up on finding a partner.
Yeah, he gave up on finding a partner because, you know.
You're a rug, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah. He letting people walk all over him. Don't nobody want to be with nobody like that.
That's a good one. This is him. He's taking it off?
I'm blessed.
He won't show his face fully.
Nobody loves what you do. What you
they do?
They don't.
People come, they want to step on them.
No, these people have their own problems.
But this is not a new thing. Like, yeah, I had a homegirl, she made money. She like, it was one dude that paid her to come over and just step on him.
Mm. Weird.
Like in heels. He would want her to put on heels and like step on him.
Oh,
weirdo
what
shit.
What he got into. What he was into. Mm.
Yeah, so, but. Yeah. I wanted to read a couple of these. It says, this article is called "This Can't Be Happening. These People Live Through Real Life Horror Movies." And so it's just a couple of short ones I just want to read. Number one's called "Going in a Different Direction." Back in the 70s, friends and I planned a camping trip for a long weekend. We picked up a hitchhiker, headed to Kernville, and dropped him off on the way. That's already
two bad things.
Yeah,
you allowed yourself to be born in the 70s
and then going to Kernville.
And then two, you going in the woods.
We thought it was no big deal, but when we got to our campsite, my girlfriend made a chilling discovery. She found a note from the hitchhiker on her bag. It said, "I could have made you all disappear forever," and it just said, "We didn't sleep that night." That was the end of that one.
They actually stayed?
They stayed. So.
Leave.
So.
Wait, they saw it before they went to bed.
Yeah, she said they made a chilling discovery that night. It was a note from the hitchhiker that said, "I could have
get
made all of you disappear."
Get in the car before he changed his mind.
Yeah, I'm not staying there. Like, what are we doing?
Are
we
you,
talking
are you
about?
Kidding me?
I could have made you all disappear.
No. Are you kidding me? Y'all niggas is lunch.
Yeah,
it would have been
y'all niggas lunch. Not much. Are not you much. Kidding?
Not much.
Y'all niggas is lunch.
Are you kidding me? Y'all niggas is lunch.
That should be the Halloween version right there.
Yeah, okay. Y'all niggas is lunch.
Y'all think y'all kidding me?
Y'all niggas is lunch.
Are you kidding me? They stay.
They stay. I mean, we don't. Nah. I don't want to guess what their ethnicity was.
Wrong.
But let's just continue.
Indian.
I was going to possibly go with somewhere in that oriental category.
All type of racism going on.
Distant relative. I met a guy who had been traveling through Australia with a couple of friends, hitchhiking around as many people have done.
Common denominator.
He told me a story that I'll never forget. One day, one of his friends told him they were near his distant uncle's house. He'd never met him before, and he got his uncle's phone number from a family member. He called him, and as the hitchhikers had hoped, the uncle offered them a place to stay for the night. He picked them up and drove them to his rural property way out in the bush. They said he seemed like a pretty friendly, cheery, and normal guy, so they had no worries about staying with him. When it was time to set up a place to sleep, the uncle opened a closet that was totally full of sleeping bags and bed rolls. They didn't think too much about it at the time, but looking back, that was a sign that something wasn't right. They sat up on the floor and stayed for a few days. Then the uncle drove them to a bus station and they went on their way. A year later, the authorities took the uncle into custody. It turned out that he had been picking up young hitchhiking backpackers, killing them. Then the guy telling the story was 100% certain he had slept in a sleeping bag of one of his victims. I was like, oh, that's the first off. Stop going to strange niggas.
Stop picking up niggas.
Stop picking.
Well, this was the 70s, though, right?
Well, that one, they didn't say the year. That one didn't say the year. I'll read one or two more. This one's called Lost Backpack. I was exploring the forest near my house with my cousin. We were on a steep hill, and as we looked down, we saw that there was a bunch of craters at the very bottom. As we looked inside one of the craters, we saw something strange. There was a backpack in there. We tried to climb down, but the hill was too steep and slippery to do it safely. So we planned on returning later with the rope. The next day, there was a news story about how there was a backpack with the remains of a girl in that forest. A guy walking his dog found it after the dog would not stop barking at the edge of the crater and staring at the backpack. My cousin and I decided not to go exploring in the forest anymore after we saw the news clip. They're the only ones that got things right. And I guess I'll read this last one. Some of these I hadn't read. Let me see. Which one was I seeing? Pause for effect.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you ain't doing no camping?
No.
It depends. Now, it depends. It depends. It's like, how many people here?
Three people.
Where we at?
The forest.
That's not good enough for me. I need to know.
You asking the questions.
Yeah,
nigga.
But you giving me basics. I need to know, like, is this rural forest? Like, we the only people there? Or is it like a public campground where a bunch of people gonna be? So it's like, yeah.
No, you in a California Redlands or something like that.
By ourselves. Nobody else around.
There's miles apart of you and
no,
other people.
No.
This is our skit. That's why I want to read this. It's called Face Off. Right. I saw a dude with no face driving a car.
That's how you open up.
I saw a dude with no face driving a car. Not one feature at all. It was just blank. I did more than just glance at him, too. I was literally staring at him. Just smooth skin and a man's haircut. I've never told anyone because it's so ridiculous sounding, and I don't think people would believe me. Maybe there's a rational explanation, but I know what I saw. He had no face. And that's just,
what was there?
That's
what
he said, just smooth skin.
It's just like our skin.
Like our skin. It's just no face.
Here's now, the thing. I'm not doing the woods stuff watching so much Mr. Ballin, yeah, nothing man. Good happened in the woods.
Yeah, man.
Like the common denominator of all these stories except for the last one.
Woods. Shit. Yeah, I ain't.
No.
I'm not doing that shit.
That's like that story you told about the guy that was camping or something.
Yeah, the woods.
in the woods with nobody there.
When knocking on the...
Or wasn't it like they just kept coming back? They kept following?
Yeah, they kept knocking around. Around the cabin.
I told you different ones. Yeah. You said a little bit of a different stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But either way, it's woods.
Like, nah. If it's like public campgrounds, bunch of people there, all right, that's a little better. Or maybe some on a private island.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more inclined to that, but this is straight up in the woods.
That's why I can't hang out with Tiger.
Because then look, you got mountain lions, you got bears and shit, and you don't believe in me. The bears.
You don't believe in me.
He get proved wrong every time, but you know.
You don't believe in me.
I'm not doing it.
Can I ask y'all some racist questions?
Okay.
Like, if you go in the woods,
yeah,
you run into a group of black guys there.
Are a group. How many?
Let's say 4 to 5.
Okay, 4 to 5 black guys.
Black guys, tough looking black guys.
Okay.
All right, this ain't
Kimbo looking?
Yeah, Kimbo kind of looking. Are you approaching them?
No.
And you looking to get help?
No.
No?
I mean, okay. Something feels scary out there. Why y'all out bunched it? Like, why y'all out there?
I need to know everything around that situation. Like, if I'm at the brink of death, if I'm on the brink of death, like, hey, I may die anyway, so whatever. But if I'm just lost, I'm like, I'm in the middle of nowhere, I'm like, the fuck? And I'm gonna look around. I'm gonna need to check all their surroundings. Like, are they up to no good? Yeah. Or are they just like, they out here camping? You know, I don't know.
You got questions.
Let me give you the options.
Okay.
Okay, you see a group of Indian guys.
Yeah.
You got a group of white guys.
Yeah.
You got a group of black guys.
Yeah.
You got a group of Mexican guys.
Okay.
And you have a group of girls.
Eliminate the girls. They're not going to give me... They're not going to...
They
not
already
gonna,
lost.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah,
so that's done.
They're going to come up to you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
We eliminate them. I got to eliminate the white people because I don't like them. They
okay, so all these swords are usually white people. Yeah, so they're done.
So girls and white people done.
Done.
So them we got Indian girls. Mexicans and black left.
Look, the Mexicans,
Indian,
I'm like,
black Mexican. Yep.
Are y'all out here growing illegal substances? Is this some cartel shit? Because, you know, they be having
that's
their
true.
Out there.
So I might have to get eliminated.
I got to eliminate the Mexicans.
Because so the worst case scenarios are that the Mexicans cartel. The black guy's gang. The white guy's some white supremacist.
No, but here's the thing.
The Indians.
I think I'm eliminating I think I'm eliminating the black guys.
I'm going with
you. You're eliminating
Indians.
The black guys.
I'm going
because first and foremost, black people ain't been in the woods, so I don't know what the fuck y'all doing.
What are y'all doing now?
What y'all doing
now? Y'all could be lost too. Y'all could be kidnapped. I'm going with the Indians.
I guarantee you.
Even though Indians, you don't really hear in the woods, but
yeah, you don't
they usually a smaller stature. you know.
I mean, you got.
I'm going there. I'm sorry.
I think I'm
going
there.
I'm gonna be hoping they got a samosa on that fire.
I hope so.
I love me some samosa.
Oh yeah, that shit good.
I'm gonna be hoping
they got some type of curry out
some
there.
Chutney, some type of chutney. What?
Especially after starving a couple of days, then they got samosas.
Absolutely.
I'm going to the Indians. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, I'm about to go to Indians.
If you said the black niggas all look like Kimbo, ain't nothing I can do if it turned right. Right. With the Indians. Make it hold my own.
Yeah.
I get jumped by them and still live.
You don't hear too much Indian gangs.
Yeah, you're not jumping people.
Because did I say Asian too?
We could say
Asian. But they could be some.
They might know too. They might know too much.
What's that famous gang?
I love my triads. I love my Asians, but I ain't fucking with them in the woods.
Not in the woods. Yeah, that's
I'm going with the Indians, dog. They're just the least threatening.
All right, Indians, you got the consensus, baby. We might not like your smell, but we're gonna love you for being out there.
I like the smell when it's cooking. I fuck with it.
A little Halloween racism for,
hey,
for,
man, it's
for
all
your
good.
Pockets.
A little Halloween racism. I know the niggas is like, God damn, dog, you ain't gonna come to me. No, absolutely not. What you doing out here, brother? Get your ass out of here.
Get away, you no good now. You no good.
You no good woods creature. Let's talk about. Well, I'm gonna say this one. Would you rather? Because I'm just like it just sound painful. It says a 100 plus scary would you rather question. And the first one is, would you rather pull your own thumbnail off with a fork?
That is the worst thing to look at.
Or put a toothpick under your big toe and kick a wall. I said, God.
Put a toothpick on what?
Under your toenail and kick a wall. Oh, shit.
Look, I recently cracked a toenail.
Ooh.
That shit hurt.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Here's the thing, though. I think it's only one choice.
I mean.
I mean, there's two choices.
No. I've said that wrong. Is do you like quick, short pain, or do you like agonizing pain? I'm going to break it down.
What is the benefit of agonizing?
I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead. Break it down.
The kick on the wall is short and painful.
Whew.
But it's quick. It's over.
Yeah.
The fork is, you know, agonized. You got to keep
more
pulling.
Painful?
It could be. You keep pulling. Like, you're torturing yourself.
Right.
Shit. The quick one, you want quick or you want agonized?
I mean, it's still going to hurt.
They both going to hurt, but do you want it over with? Or you want the one like,
I might have to go toothpick because that fork, oh, shit.
Yeah, because I don't hear one benefit to the fork one. The long form of it. Because the toothpick is quick. Mm. That's the one benefit it has.
That shit gonna fucking hurt. The toothpicks are long, nigga.
Whoa! Oh.
But think about
I don't even wanna talk about this no more. My body getting chilled, stop. No more.
Would you rather spend
no
it?
More like that.
No more locked doors.
No more like that.
Would you rather spend an entire night in a coffin underground or spend a night in a haunted hotel?
Haunted hotel.
Give me the hotel. I'm not going no coffin underground.
That's easy.
And I'm going to be scared as fuck either way.
All I'm going to do, turn the lights on, turn the TV on,
absolutely.
And let's get it.
Would you rather walk through a graveyard at midnight or spend the night in a spooky abandoned old house? No, I'll walk through the graveyard. Yeah, I'm walking.
You said walk through the graveyard.
Walk through the graveyard or spend a night in a spooky abandoned
old house. Like how long walking in this graveyard?
It just says walk through.
Oh, yeah, give me a graveyard.
Yeah, this is a walk through, so I'm definitely.
I can't sleep comfortably.
I can't sleep. Yeah, not. Absolutely not. Let me see.
It's not even about ghosts. It's just about like.
It's just comfortable.
Weird ass people,
Would you rather fight.
For me, it's about ghosts.
Would you rather fight Dracula?
<It's haunted. laughs>
Would you rather fight Dracula, Frankenstein, or Wolfman?
Definitely not Wolfman. Definitely not Dracula, so Frankenstein. Because.
I don't know.
Dracula. Most of the time in movies, the vampires are really strong and they hard to kill.
That's true.
Wolf, I have no chance because they're gonna be aggressive. Now Frankenstein, he gonna move a little slower, so I guess I have my best chance of him.
Nah, you're not thinking about it though, bro. First of all, we black, so somebody got some silver on. We can stop a werewolf or a vamp, possibly.
Would you rather have coffee come out of your nose every time you sneeze or have bacon for nails? That sounds funny.
Coffee come out of my
nose. Yeah, I think coffee.
I don't sneeze
that. I think coffee going to come out of my nose.
Or bacon for what?
Nails.
Yeah.
You know, people that has nail biters, that'll be fire for them, but they'll die quicker because all that cholesterol, you're done.
Well, I know my answer to this question, but I'm going to ask. Would you rather be chased by Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Ghostface?
Ghostface? Like the rapper?
Ghostface killer?
That's what I said.
No, from
I never
Scream.
Seen, I never seen. Oh, okay, from Scream.
Oh, Ghostface. From Scream.
So, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Ghostface?
Obviously, Freddy Krueger is the worst because you got to sleep. And he only gets you in your sleep.
I take Michael Myers.
I'd rather.
I'm taking Scream, dude. He a human.
Yeah, I'm taking Ghostface.
Yeah, but
I'm taking
he a human. Face. Like, the other niggas don't ever sleep.
Here's the thing. That's Freddy, true. In my dream, I ain't got time for that. I like sleep. Jason... Nigga with a chainsaw on the man. I don't even know. Whatever. Michael's the worst because it don't matter how fast you run. It don't matter how slow you walk.
Yeah, man, Jason.
He there. Yeah, both of them. They there.
And they don't die.
And they
no, that's not true.
What you mean? Every move they there.
For the most part, what's his name stays on his block, on his street.
Oh, Jason?
Yeah.
Jason stay on his street.
Michael Myers, too, still.
I don't know.
Michael Myers don't be going.
Oh,
he's
saying
stay
in his town.
He ain't going
Okay, we got to put it in those.
Look, and this is the dangerous part. You say it's just a human for Scream. A human can think. They could plan out how to come get you.
Other niggas ain't no killing these niggas, and they don't never stop, and they always there.
Freddy, definitely not. That's in my dream.
Give me this human.
That's because they keep messing with him. Get out of that town.
Look, with Scream, if I'm in a house, let me go to the second floor. You got to come up there. I'm going to board up the windows. You got to come through this door. As soon as you come up the door, shoot your asses over. Like these
but
other
that's
niggas,
what you planning for that. That usually Scream, you got to go off the way they work in the movies. The Scream people, who's usually multiple
still
people.
Still taking human over paranormal shit.
But that's like saying, okay, would you rather have whoever the head of the Bloods are
mm-hmm.
say they coming after you?
Mm-hmm.
over Jason that is in his town in Wisconsin that's never coming this way.
Well, give me the head of the blood, the one nigga that's coming after me. I can move. I can go to Bahamas. Oh, you coming to Bahamas now? All right, I'm gonna financially set your ass back. I'm gonna keep traveling. So you gotta keep coming.
Let me tell you,
I'd rather Jason come after me than the IRS. Goddamn!
I don't even know.
I'll take that.
That's the scariest one.
I'll take Jason over the IRS.
I'm taking Jason.
I ain't fucking with them because they'd get you anyway.
This is. Would you rather fight a? Would you rather fight a giant basilisk or a giant spider? I got to type this thing.
See, already you fucking with me with spider. I ain't with that spider shit.
What is this?
I am not with that spider stuff.
Oh, it's a mythical creature. What the fuck is this?
Is it a three-headed wolf?
Shit.
Or is the...
Nah, I think it's this. I think it's that. Or a giant spider.
So
you dead either way.
You dead either way, but I think I'm going to go... But that's a snake with a dragon head look like.
Only reason why maybe I'll go with that because like maybe I can get somewhere where he can't get in. Like spiders really agile.
They
like,
so they agile. Jumping, agile.
And it's a like, giant one. Like how big?
Like a giant one.
Like I mean, giants could be that's big.
Let's
like.
Say
you fucking throw a translator here.
Let's say post this the our whiteboard
that size
that's
of a spider.
That's the body.
We all dead.
I mean, yeah.
Quickly.
All you got is lay on your back with a shotgun, and when it jump, you gotta get your best shot. That's it.
I guess the last one I'll read.
I saw on Joe Rogan, somebody said, thank God. He was like, every day I wake up and I just think to myself, thank God praying mantises aren't the size of us.
Yeah. I'd be scary as fuck.
He's like, can you imagine going to your car in the morning trying to get to like, in my big ass frame, they would kill everybody.
This just says would you rather let a tarantula crawl up your arm or a snake wrap around your neck?
Hold on. This is terrible, but I guess the tarantula up my arm because the snake around my neck could kill me.
Here's the thing about the spiders, man. They just move, all that shit is for me.
Yeah. Do it into the mic.
You don't want that shit on
that
you.
Shit, man. Snake skin actually feel good. Like when you touch a snake, it feels great. Like I know no tarantula feel great.
Yeah, nah.
Feel like someone who just they pubes growing back.
Yeah, like
Well, yeah, that's it for that. I'll leave that. Would you rather? Let's go to another. You got a BBL horror on here. What's that?
Oh man, I told this on Mayhem Hour, but I had to just tell you.
Whatever.
Guys. There's a video of this girl. She's explaining a story about her friend. What happened, right? This girl went to she wanted to get a BBL. She saw a video of this girl online who got one in DR.
Oh, I already know what happened. Now you say foreign country, I know what happened.
She went to DR to get a BBL and she was promoting it on her IG, and this girl saw it and was like, man, I want to get one and I can get a discount. $3,500
off.
No, $3,500 was the whole surgery.
Okay, full surgery.
Can I guess what happened?
Huh?
Because as soon as you said foreign country, something popped in my head.
Don't go and give away. No.
I can't guess.
Write it down. Put it in your phone. So,
I gotta right. guess because that gave it away for me. I already know.
So, the girl goes to DR.
Yeah.
$3,500. Let you read this.
Okay.
Okay.
$3,500. She goes to DR based on this post she seen from one of these influencer type of girls that
Absolutely.
Got it. She has the surgery, gets tummy tuck, all this stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back to the US.
Mm-hmm.
Still alive, still intact and everything. After a few days, though, she starts getting headaches. She has body aches. Some more time goes by, maybe a couple of weeks or so. She's not feeling right.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the doctor. She was like, I gotta go to the doctor. She goes to the doctor. She gets a full CAT scan, CT scan, whatever.
I know. It's the country and the price that gave it away for me. Can I show you?
Let me see. And they took her goddamn kidney.
They took an organ.
Dude.
That gave it away for me.
They stole her goddamn kidney.
Shit, man. One of them.
She tried to reach him. Apparently, the girl that she saw that was promoting the doctor, completely fake account. Doctor's gone. Shit. Everybody's gone. Kidneys go for about $100,000 starting off on the black market.
Here's the thing.
And now she got to be on medication for the rest of her life.
Are you kidding me?
That's a horror fucking story.
That's a great joke. Are you kidding me? But here's my thing. Yeah, you made me lose my train of thought with that joke. What I was about to say.
With the BBL kidney, organs. Foreign country, organs.
Wait. Damn it, I lost
what
it.
What the fuck?
Hold on. Let me think of it again. Okay. Shit, I hate when that happens.
Keep talking.
But first off, what sucks is like all off. Go ahead.
Don't forget again.
Look, it's already. If I was her, I would have thought that I was having complications from the BBL.
For sure.
I would have been scared on that. But, like, when someone steals something from you, that's bad. But someone stole something out of my body?
That's
already one of the number one fears if you get kidnapped, that they're going to take your organs. Yeah. Or they say, don't put organ donor on your license. They're going to take your organs. But that got to feel like you was violated.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
you took my organ without my permission.
Missing something that I was born with,
like that's inside like, of me. I'll never see that again. That's gone.
It's gone.
Shit, it's gone. Man.
You look, we got two of them, right?
For $3,500.
Yeah, we got two.
She should have just went to the gym.
Go to the gym, man. No, it ain't worth your kidney being gone because like having you if you're a healthy person, have your kidney being gone. I mean, that's affecting your health big time.
She tried to take the shortcut, and now she got short guts.
Kevin Samuels will be proud.
Oh man, that's a phenomenal joke.
That's
great.
It's just y'all gotta think, man.
That's phenomenal.
You gotta think, man. Something that's going for $20,000, whatever, $10,000,
and you get it for $3,500.
$3,500. That don't make sense.
Certain things you gotta pay full price for.
Yeah, like your butt.
If it's dealing with my body and my health. Pay full price.
Yeah. And hella recommendation.
This ain't a knockdown purse. Yeah, this ain't a purse.
Go to Dr. Miami. You heard enough about that.
Get a deal on this purse. This is my body.
This is your body.
$20,000 and $3,500 in a foreign country?
It's a wrap.
Are you kidding me?
And they got to put you to sleep, and you can just do whatever. Why you sleep?
I cried when I lost my wisdom teeth.
Damn, dude.
A whole kidney?
A whole kidney. That's like you feel like that is... Now you're like you said. Now you're on medication. Now you're trying to because your body is all out of whack.
Yeah, she's gonna feel sick. She get these headaches, her body pains, man. And all this weird shit now. So it's like, damn, bro.
The booty ain't worth it, man. It ain't worth that.
And you know they did there was a poll I think or something, and they said most niggas don't even like girls with BBLs.
I mean, it's just it's getting old.
It's just not worth it.
Everyone's desensitized to it. Everything looks the same.
Yeah.
And then it'd be outrageous. It'd be too big and unproportioned. So it's like
most people.
And then you know your kids ain't gonna look nothing like this.
That's what it's like most people worry about kidney stones. Now kidney gone.
That's such a good one.
That's good.
Both of you guys. Good job today.
Good kidney.
You know, I fall back. You know, sometimes the guys, these niggas, they handle
it. She should have failed back. Because shit. No, truly. That sucks for her. That's terrible, man.
That's horrific. That's a horrific story.
Like waking up, like you know when you see the movies and they wake up in the tub. And
yeah.
I don't even feel bad though.
Because they put themselves.
I have
in
a lot of empathy, but I don't feel bad.
I mean you can't. I mean
it was a bad choice.
It was a bad choice. Well, another horror since we're on horror stuff. So I came across this clip. You don't even necessarily have to see the video. I'm gonna show it to y'all, but like this woman. You have to leave this relationship, sir. Whoever this sir is, get out of here. This is one. Remember that TV show Snapped where they showed the crazy for sure.
You saying the dude needs to leave or the girl
needs
to leave?
Dude needs to get out of here.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She drove off screaming.
She not done. She said, get in here.
I'm changing my number after this. Yeah. This is one of those kids, women.
One thing she won't go and do is catch me. I'll take off. You ain't catching me.
You want to take off running?
Hell yeah.
Like, listen to what she said the last time. She just threw something. What?
Oh my God, I can't with this bitch.
Hold on.
Yeah, that was pretty. Nigga, no. Absolutely.
But there was another video that came out with a girl inside the car. You never seen that one?
With this girl? Oh, you just had
another girl. Another girl that was screaming, I don't care if you film me. It was all the end.
Nah.
That's some like, fine,
let me you, see. That, like, you Halloween.
For a long time.
She is Halloween.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, nah. You, one, we shouldn't be at this level of, like, you are, we are in a residential neighborhood, and you are.
I don't care where we at.
But
I don't care where we at.
This is it.
You're screaming like a maniac like, right now.
I'm afraid.
It's over.
Oh, yeah, no, it's done.
Finish her.
Bad thing, if it was the opposite, he would have got a police call.
Oh, he would have got a police call on him immediately.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You putting his life at risk, because even if she calls the cops right now, he's going to go to jail.
Thank God that person got the video. Because
you don't know that.
Huh?
But he don't know.
I mean, he don't know that. Yeah, he don't know that. Yeah.
So it's just those type of crazy women.
You
got to
cut that. That is.
Stay the fuck away. Just don't be taken out of your peace.
This isn't one of those things where you'd like, oh, I didn't know she was like that. You knew she was like that.
Oh, yeah. She probably a bad bitch, but you know, or something.
Well, I don't know. She don't look like she.
No?
Okay.
So,
like throwing a fit, telling him how she absolutely needs to be in a relationship with him.
And
I'm like, girl, this is giving fatal. But we're gonna get into it. You're tuned in to Neek.
Come on.
Come on, Neek.
Okay. Oh. Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember this. This shit.
Post it.
Not even recording.
Post it. It'd be funny if he said, all I did was get the wrong order at McDonald's.
Yeah, no, there's something going on.
Here's the thing,
but all that manic going crazy shit, like it's an immediate, like, if a girl does that in front of you, bro, it's an immediate cutoff.
You gonna kill me in my sleep.
Immediate cutoff.
Absolutely
any,
not.
If you get any hint of that, immediate, because these are people like, that's something like as a guy that you've probably done it as a child.
Absolutely.
And someone has to teach you out of that. I remember you told me a story
about your aunt. When I was a kid, I used to throw temper tantrums. I get what I want. Get upset. Makes sense. And that's when I was, you know, I was light-skinned as a kid.
I was light-skinned.
I would get all red. I would turn red and everything.
You start screaming, spinning around.
So my mom, she dropped me off to Georgia, and she told my aunt, she like, you know, just warning you, he can throw some temper tantrums if you don't get what he wants sometimes. And she like, huh? Yeah, all right. So the first time, so she said, one time she told me no, and I'm just screaming. And then I start rolling on the ground and rolling into her. And she just looking at her, she just dumbfounded. She like, oh, this is what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. But she like, it wasn't even that she was like trying to discipline me. She was just so baffled by this. And she said, I would keep rolling into her when I wasn't responding, like the hitting her or rolling on the ground. She said, you just stood there. She like, eventually I looked up at her, saw I was getting no response, got up, wiped my tears, and walked off. And she said, I never threw a temper tantrum.
You got to learn that at some point.
Funny.
Never again, she said, I did. But she was just baffled by it.
Yeah.
You got to learn that at some point.
Because that, but we not, we past learning. I'm leaving. Like, we not
yeah,
doing
it. You grown. I was two.
Yeah, you was two.
I was two.
Yeah, you was two.
She 22. I feel like that's between when you five, two, three, four, five, six, seven, somewhere around there. Yeah. At some point, you get that, like, nah, you don't get what you want.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with it.
You got to deal with it.
So.
That shit's
that
scary.
Entitled that's, crazy shit? Nah, out the window, G.
Absolutely.
That's
can't.
Out the window.
I only because we don't even I don't even like yelling. Like we what you doing? Use
and please record. Because problems. If the police are called.
I'm
she do something like, hey, I'll record her. Look how on. Crazy she did this to herself.
Yeah, she it is nuts.
Just think of yourself as a king, right? Like no, nah, I'm not saying go king, but I'm saying,
no, tell me go
like,
king.
Nah, I'm just saying no, think of an me. Imaginary world, you're a king, right? Yeah. No, in imagination. Like Game of Thrones shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You, the girl you chose as queen. just start screaming. Yeah. Like that's the one you chose.
She gonna get beheaded.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I understood it back in the day. You know, King Louis or one of these 14th chopping off all his wives.
Like, this is crazy. Like,
yeah.
They're going to say,
I want to do filet mignon.
They're going to say, devil woman.
Yeah. Witch, burn.
Absolutely not.
Like, this is crazy.
No, I seen that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Because if a guy acts that? Like that, he probably gonna get his ass beat if he's acting in front of that with other men or something like that.
Yeah, they gonna be like, bro, square up, bro.
Yeah,
like, what the
square
fuck
up, or somebody get him a doctor, or call the cop, like he's lost his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just square up. We about to fight right now because you acting crazy. But that you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
So you gotta do like Cam, run away. Either run away
fast,
or just an immediate. Okay, we'll talk later.
Record and walk hastily.
Yeah. Record. Take out your phone. Yep.
Yeah, no, that's shit.
That's wild. That's a horror movie for real. It sounds like a horror movie. No, if I was in that neighborhood and I heard somebody.
Oh, I meant to talk about attention. This. I meant to talk about this real quick. You might have. My bad.
The last point about the girl I showed. Obviously, she messed up because she kept saying, "Take me back."
Oh yeah.
So she did something.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, don't take her back. No, take her to the streets and leave her there.
I take her back, guide her out.
I have remembered this. You might have talked about this on Mayhem about the Brandi Renner Crystals commercial.
Yes, you did saw you talk that? About,
I did. I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm.
Bro,
phenomenal.
You said Brittany Renner's Crystals commercial?
Crystals commercial.
Phenomenal.
Like the burger place?
Yes.
Burger
if place. You don't know what Crystals is like an off branch like of White Castle. I think they're the same corporation.
Here's where this is where you find out that these companies don't give a fuck. I want my money and I'll promote it. But this shit's phenomenal. I can't lie. It's 16 seconds.
Attention. A 10 is speaking. These three new Crystal Side Chicks are thicker, juicier, and crispier than ever. Keep your main thing if you want. You just want to be your side chick.
Phenomenal.
My question is...
It's good marketing.
And I do agree for attention purposes.
For attention purposes.
Fantastic. But who is the market for that? Is it for guys, girls? Who's it appealing to?
No, I think it's just attention.
It's just attention.
Like, it's just general attention.
Yeah, it's just awareness. Like, you like, okay, some people going to be, watch that. Yo, that's funny. I'm going to go get some crystals because of that. Some people, I forgot about crystals. I'm going to go get some crystals. Yeah. Hey, I love Brittany Renner. Yeah. Let me try crystals. And that, then your money go up.
Now that last one, if you have that talk,
she got,
I got
followers.
Many questions.
She got followers. And that's the reason she got that commercial.
Absolutely.
What I respect about her, she fully embraced who she is. She don't try to hide from it. Like when Dion brought her to Jackson State,
yeah,
to speak to the team about watch out for girls like her,
yeah.
Like that was like, all right.
Yeah, I mean,
I respect this girl. Yeah. She came there to tell them don't get with a girl like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She like, this is what I'm looking for. This is what these girls looking for. Like, if you can have that much humility and just embrace who you are.
And they called it the new side chick. I was like, I can't be mad.
Oh, that's they named it that too.
It's the side chick.
I thought that was just a making it
sandwich
funny.
It's a sandwich, side chick.
Look, when I was in Atlanta, working at I ain't gonna say the name of the company. Yeah, last job.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a Crystals nearby, and I ain't really grow up eating Crystals and all that. But I was like, let me try it. Saw that commercial, I would be going there for lunch.
You gotta go.
Now it's in my head. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna give me some Christmas. Give me some Christmas. That's funny. Let me try the side chick.
Let me get the side chick.
It's funny.
And people gonna wanna say that. Let me get the side chick. Like,
yeah. No.
I know Kevin Emanuels doesn't really agree with this.
I think he would respect it.
But yeah.
Respect her at least, because she embraces.
Kevin Samuels would respect it. Kevin Emanuels don't.
No, I mean, you know, I will be on the ship of logic that is going down. Yeah. So. Whatever.
We already said the world is slowly burning. It's in second degree. It's almost third degree burns. It's about to disintegrate soon.
I'm gonna be. I'm
great marketing.
It's phenomenal marketing.
I'm just one of the band members on the ship of logic.
It's going down.
Continues to play.
That just let me know either they hired a black company. Or someone on their team is black. That's the research I need you to do. Who's the company? Who is the company behind this?
And to convince, because you gotta these things. Like if you're working in corporate, this has to go through levels of people. So somebody wrote a good enough campaign. It was like, nah, you gotta do this, Crystal.
That's
like,
why I say we should be marketing team
for sure
writers because it's good, right up our alley. This is easy.
For sure.
So that didn't even take a lot of money. They had to spend money on renting the place, paying her,
getting some chicken. Stuff,
but this was not an expensive shoot
at all.
But based on how much money they're going to make from that campaign. Because if I was eating chicken, I was like, man, let's go to Chris.
I'm going, yeah, I'm like, let's go to Chris. It's funny. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to see what Brittany talking about. I can't have her, so I'm going to get another side chick.
Well, I don't want her, but yeah, I'll take the side
chick. I definitely don't want her. That's too much work. Too much. Hey, but Brittany, if you want to come on the Comedy Trap House, talk shit. Come on.
You're welcome to come at any time.
Absolutely. Come through. Come through. And then.
Through like P&D.
All right, y'all. I said
great song.
I said it is a great song. Oh, well, I just real quick, I wanted before we get to the unvaxxed and stuff.
You've been talking all this time.
We've been talking, all right.
You've been talking.
We've been talking.
We only talk about what you want to talk about. He got one subject.
We've been talking. That's what it's a podcast. All right. What else are we supposed to do? We talk.
Everyone be able to bring up topics.
Everybody bring up topics.
No, it hasn't. It's only been you, and he only got one.
Go to your topic.
I can?
Yeah.
All right. So the dirtiest man alive. The dirtiest man alive died.
Oh my god.
At 94. I've seen that.
And
where did he live?
Was it India or something? Like, he did not wash for over 40 or 50-something years.
Now, that's Indian you'll find in the forest.
He thought germs were good. It kept him alive, and obviously it did.
It did, yeah.
I think he died of
an infection.
He didn't die of an infection. He died of some other natural cause. Yeah. But I was just like, that's crazy. That man went that long without a shower, anything and survived. So it was like,
it just, here's the thing. I respect it because that was his views. Me, I just don't like feeling dirty. I don't like the feeling
because that's
of
what
dirty.
America taught you not to feel dirty. They say you need to shower, you need to clean, so you can buy all these products and we get rich.
I don't
off
know
you.
If it was America. I think it's just my family that said get your ass in the shower.
If it was normal, no showering, you would be whatever.
Well, yeah,
you would be adapted to the smell.
Of course, we could say that.
But
I know that.
But no shower, like showering once a week, you know, is different than never showering.
Than never showering.
You know what
he
I'm saying?
Didn't shower at all?
No.
I'm
he's
not
saying,
talking about him.
No,
I'm
he's saying,
you're comparing Rome to, like, you know, even if he only showered once a week,
I just need something off me. Like they used to jump in the rivers when they know they just cleanliness was a thing. They were just.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Moors taught Europeans to take showers. The Moors, the black, you know, the Africans that came to Europe, they taught Europeans when they cavemen still how to take showers.
I can't sit in funk.
I need to be clean. I'm not going front. There has been times where I've been busted.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You human.
Sure. There's been times. I remember specifically I was a
me
kid
too.
One time.
Oh, you talking about your kid. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. No, I remember one time I was, you know, I was sitting down in church and, you know, my pits, Needed some holy water.
Need some amens on it.
Some hallelujahs on it. I remember, you know, dapping somebody up and then be like, that's it. What's up, bro? And I remember, I stand, and then you just see them. They don't have to say nothing. They don't gotta say shit. It's just that look. Like,
if you know you got a little funk on you and somebody smell it, you like, damn.
Sometimes you forget to put on deodorant, out the shower, and you leave the house, you gotta stop at that gas station.
You gotta stop at that gas station.
And get you a deodorant.
Even if you don't stink, it's just your psychology.
You know, it's like, a risk that you could stink. Especially if it's summer. Don't even do it. Sometimes even winter, because you know, sometimes you have all the layers, you can get hot. And then you take off them on layers. Like, hold on.
When
now.
That guy said he didn't clean himself.
60 years.
Does that mean like he didn't even put himself in water? Like he didn't even dip his body in water?
No, he didn't wash nothing.
60 years.
60 years.
Iranian man.
Mm.
He was 94.
That mean he survived?
I feel like he could have done 10 years and then took a bath and would have been so immune to a lot of stuff after doing 10 years of being dirty.
Maybe.
Other than that, my other subject I wanted to bring up, mm-hmm. I was randomly watching a compilation of Ari Gold from Entourage, if y'all ever seen that.
Phenomenal character.
Like his best moments on Entourage.
Great.
And first, funny. Like, funny. The stuff he says, they won't allow anymore.
It would never. In Hollywood, he would be immediately eliminated.
He cannot. The shit he was saying here, I'm like, would cancel this show so fast based on stuff he was saying. Stuff he was saying about gays, he says stuff about Jews, he says stuff about
that shit was
everybody.
Funny,
but
that shit
I love
funny.
Those type of characters.
Yes, but the characters are dead now because I watched a compilation from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah.
You know how racist he was against Mexicans that and everything.
Shit.
Like that show.
It's shit funny.
It's crazy. Though. But someone said something in the comments that really piqued my interest. And I was like, it may be too late now, but mm-hmm. they said they should have did a prequel called Ari. And showed him from his college days leading up to him becoming an agent and beating Vinny Chase. And then we could have seen what happened in Mexico with Dana, because you know he always brought that up. You know, I got them tapes from Mexico, Dana, and all this stuff. So I'm like,
that would have been
interesting how he became Ari Gold.
I watched that. I would have watched that.
It's so too good, late man. Now. But if it did it during the prime, that may have been really good, because Entourage while Ari wasn't. Ain't nothing.
And that's crazy because his character was supposed to only be in the pilot. So
he took over. He was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
He took over.
Like, he was a terrible person.
Terrible person.
One redeeming quality is he loved his wife and his family.
Yeah, he loved the people that he loved. Yeah, like,
was he a terrible person? He was just a crass person.
Because he was one of those people, he would destroy you.
But he wasn't doing shady shit to anybody.
Yeah, he was. The people he wanted to destroy.
His enemies, but not, he wasn't
but
to
who
the people.
He perceived as his enemies. Like, he would step on anyone to get what he wanted.
Yeah, he would step on anybody,
but
yeah.
The people he loved.
He didn't step on the guys.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying. The guys are people
because he loved them. The people he loved, but anyone else, he going to step on you to get where you want to be. Like Dana. He liked Dana, but he like, I will do whatever I can. You going down with me if I'm going down. He would always be like that. Yeah. So he wasn't the best of people.
I never looked at him. Yeah, definitely not the best of people, whatever. But I like his character. I like.
Because they showed you them redeeming qualities.
Yeah, they did.
Like, they showed you how much he fought for Vince and how much he loved his wife and
kids.
That's
what I'm saying. I think that's more in line with people than not. You know what I'm saying? Most people not like, they'll talk shit, whatever, but then they'll be a good person.
I don't think he cared about any other client, though. He only
not
treated
like
Vince and them like that. Yeah.
That's the ones we paid attention to.
I mean, well,
they would only cut to him during his storyline.
I know Ari
didn't create that whole company just based on Vince.
But all the companies, these would be, everyone was dispendable. Even the people, his partners, he could
not
care
Mary
less.
J. Blige. She
can't not
that
Mary
one.
J. Blige.
Of course, he always wanted clients, but he ain't
going
hard.
One of my favorite scenes is because, like, you didn't really get to see too much emotion, but when you seen it, it was like, all right, yeah. And that was when they wouldn't let his son into their school, and he went up to the dude's house to basically beg, and that teardrop, and he was, I was like, this nigga is acting in here.
and his monologue, where he would kill his liners, murdered like all them therapists.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And, all them therapist scenes were so funny. He was killing. Like, I applaud her, the wife. She ain't never, well, she could have, but you don't
she
see
held
how she ever cracked.
Yeah, she held it. She held it.
To listen to that shit,
Like, some of this stuff sounds so crazy. Like, was he improvising some of these lines?
Yeah, some of it was crazy.
Because if he wasn't improvising, he murdered
himself. If you haven't watched Entourage, I would say take a look. It's fun. But even if you don't do nothing else, just go watch Ari Gold. If you don't know nothing about the character, just go watch them copy. Because that shit funny. That shit funny.
I miss those characters, man.
Yeah.
Because even like in Marvel, Iron Man was that.
Yeah, he was
that.
Yeah.
Right? He was that kind of like toxic.
Ain't Daredevil like that? Like an asshole?
Daredevil? Oh, you know, he's talking about Deadpool. Yeah, Deadpool. Yeah,
Deadpool. Yeah, Deadpool. Yeah,
for sure.
Ain't like that kind of toxic masculinity, but still good person. Like,
yeah.
I like those type of characters. Yeah. I like that because it's just real. It's real.
Another good show, Atlanta. That last episode of Atlanta was so
Yeah, you got to watch that, man. That shit's good.
Can't really talk about
that. That shit's phenomenal.
But you said it wasn't the last.
No, I don't think it's
two more.
I think it's two more. Yeah, yeah.
Episodes and it's done.
I think I'm going to binge the whole
But season. They took it to a different level with that one.
They did like the first black CEO of Walt Disney. Of course, it's not real.
It's not real, but it's
a documentary where you had to question if it's real or not. And they were saying Goofy is the blackest movie of all time.
That shit is
Goofy movie. And I used to always think that when I was a kid, like, this is a little more black. Like, his son was always doing, like, the dancing and the singing. Like,
I always thought that was CeeLo Green in the Goofy
that sounds show. So funny.
Singing that song.
CeeLo Green.
And we'll always be together.
Yeah, you got
to
watch
it. You ain't watch it, we'll hold a conversation, but that phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. All right, bet.
What's the unvax?
So in New York, a judge, Supreme Court judge, passed that the people that were unvaxxed and got fired had to be rehired with back pay. So, because you were saying, like, it was no reason for them to be fired. Like, they proved, I would have to go read it again. I was like, nigga, that's a huge victory.
That's a victory for them.
Stood tall, didn't want to get vaxxed, got fired, lost all that money. Now you getting that lump sum back, and they got to rehire you?
That's going to be solid. That's like, a good day. Because
COVID, once I saw all the places I was getting tests from just go, leave, I like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, them just packed
up. I like, they got their money.
They got the fuck out.
It was a business. They got their money. Yeah, they got the fuck out. Because the Supreme Court said people went... The back still got COVID. Mm-hmm. People without it got COVID. So why did you force these people?
Mm-hmm.
And there's all this and that and some other reasons. And like, that's a victory. Now, how many more states are going to follow suit? Because that's New York. That's a big state.
They happy in New York. They like, yeah, give me that back. I want that back. But they deserve that back. So there you go. What's Baywatch?
So I was editing DT's story, and I had to use some clips from Baywatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started reminiscing how much I loved that show as a kid.
Really?
I used to watch Baywatch.
You used to watch Baywatch?
I never watched Baywatch.
I never watched one episode.
I don't know why I used to love watching
that. That's so random.
As a kid,
I would sit there and watch me some Baywatch. David Hasselhoff, Pamela Anderson. It was just interesting. I was like, California looked cool on the beach. I used to always look like a cool beach.
And now you know they were lying because it was not hot out there. I mean, that water was not warm out there.
I mean, the weather could be hot, but the water ain't
that water warm. Cold.
Water cold, but it was just fascinating. I don't know.
How old were you?
I was a kid, man. Baywatch, when we was kids, that's in the 90s.
That's so random.
I just used to watch Baywatch, and I guess I like seeing women in bikinis.
I mean, that makes sense.
I know my aunt, she said I used to always, like, if it was a woman, I always stare at the woman. Like, if it was a woman on a billboard in lingerie, I'll point out, ooh. Or I would go to the Victoria's Secret part of the magazine. So I guess I just like seeing women.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Usually my mom would just catch me with porn, but I will say this. My show during that time was Saved by the Bell. And I remember at one point, they tried to, I guess Baywatch was hot at the time, and they did a college season or a summer season where they worked on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was like a whole thing where the Saved by the Bell people.
College years wasn't as good as the high school years to me, though.
I liked them all,
It
man.
Was cool.
Yeah, the high school was.
High school was the greatest, of course, but I liked the college, too.
I would watch the episode of that every day before high school. It would be on before the bus comes.
Saved by the Bell.
That was my show.
I used to like Bayside High. I used to think it was in Florida because, you know, we got Bayside.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, shit. It's a Florida? I want to go to Bayside High. Shit.
Okay, you from Florida. So do you remember? I think this took place in Florida.
No, it's California. Whoa, you're talking about.
No, this other show. It was with I was about to say Stone Cold Steve Austin. What's the one with the long hair? The brother.
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan.
The brother.
He had a show with a boat. I want to say it was called Something Thunder.
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan had a show about this, like, it was like, you know the show with the car that could talk?
Oh, Knight Rider?
Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm. It was like that.
It was the boat version of that with Hulk Hogan in it.
That shit must have got canceled.
That shit lasted
but
a second.
Knight Rider, that theme song.
Yeah, Knight Rider.
I used to watch that. I used to watch MacGyver.
MacGyver sound old.
I used to watch all that shit, man.
Definitely MacGyver.
And with my grandma, I used to watch Golden Girls too.
Golden Girls funny. Fire. That shit funny.
I used to like what?
Funny.
What is it? Heat in the Night.
Heat in the Night. Yeah.
That shit was fire, dog.
That's an old as hell. I've never seen.
No, yes, you did. As soon as you see these characters, this black nigga, white man, you seen
Heat in the Night. When you see the, yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I know that nigga. That nigga is a black man that looked like all the black men back then.
With a mustache.
The stash and that crop fro.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this nigga? You ain't never watched In the Heat of the Night with this racist looking white man? You
look like Archie Bunker.
You ain't never seen this?
Archie Bunker?
I think so. You ain't never seen this?
I know. I remember Walker, Texas Ranger. That kind of looked like
that. I hated that. My dad used to watch that. I hated that fucking show.
Nah, that shit funny, bro.
In the Heat of the Night, nigga.
In the heat of the night.
I was a 90 kid.
No, that damn hat is wild.
Now, see, if one of y'all dress like him for Halloween, one of these characters, genius.
Ain't nobody else gonna know.
But
yeah,
the people that do is worth it.
Knight Rider, boy.
Yeah, Knight Rider hard.
David Hasselhoff. Was that David again?
Yep.
David, man, that's why I was like, that was my German nigga back then.
My German nigga.
How tall was that nigga back then, boy?
Oh, yes, he was.
You got to call all German shepherds David.
Oh, yeah. That Knight Rider.
Come here, David.
That theme.
He does. He looks like a German
little
German
bit of it so we don't get demonetized.
Oh, yeah.
That was demonetized.
No, I'm going to play just a snip.
Oh, as soon as you play in a second, that's it.
That's it.
What?
Oh, yep, it's done. That shit.
And then when they flip shit, Busta Rhymes and them. Magnum P.I.
That shit. Them shows sound dad. They just sound dad.
Look at the stashes back then. This was the standard what American women were into. This manly men with mustaches and drive muscle
cool
cars.
Cool ass niggas. Bring them back.
And beat up niggas and smoke cigarettes.
Can we get them back in Marvel
and
again?
Crack the beer every night.
Get them back in
Marvel. The only one that's still doing it is my nigga Keanu Reeves. I hope I meet him one day. He's still coming with the goddamn no-talking action goddamn man movies, just whooping ass.
I mean, he talking in there, but we don't care about that.
He barely talks. He says, is that my dog? And then he goes off doing all this shit.
My dog.
Yes.
Like, give me that shit.
I guess the last thing
we talk about since it's Halloween, I was just going to talk about Goosebumps. And I went down a wormhole of, like, Goosebumps books, and I'm just like,
huge fan. I collected
them shits, and I was like, I'm low key. I think I might order like a vintage bunch of Goosebumps books. Them shits was so good.
I still got mine.
Like, let me see some of the titles. Like, here we go. All right.
Remember when they came out with the show? I was so excited. But I remember my parents when they sold our house. See, like. In your room, what do you want? I said, you can throw everything away except for them Goosebumps books.
Yes, don't throw my Goosebumps
books. Keep them Goosebumps books, but put them in storage.
They still throw them away?
Nah, they kept
them. They got so
that and them Dr. Seuss books.
Oh, shit. They got the original series set books 1-12 paperback for $48. I might have to do it.
Don't do that because you ain't going to read them books. They're going
to
sit right there.
No, I'm not going to read them. Nah, it's just
collectible.
But like Welcome to Dead House, I think that might have been one of the first ones I read.
Oh, The Beast in the East? Or
Beast in the East.
Oh, I remember that.
Night of the Living Dummy.
Yeah, that one.
What's this title? Let's Get Invisible. That's with the Invisible Kid. Say Cheese and Die.
That was popular.
I remember that one.
And you know where we got them all from, right?
The Curse of the Mummy's Tomb.
The
book fair?
Thing?
The book fair.
The book fair. Absolutely.
You know, someone said a long time, well, not a long time ago, but on the internet, I said, yo, that's funny. He said, you know where we all learned our bad spending habits? He said, book fairs.
Absolutely.
He said, think about all the stuff we bought that we didn't need. That's where we learned to buy things we didn't need.
That's fact.
We would just go with money to the book fair and just spend it all just because we had it.
Yeah.
You would get a bunch of stuff you didn't need.
Yeah.
But it was exciting. That's where we learned our spending habits.
All these things being
bad. It was those goddamn booklets for us where they sold books and stuff. Mm.
Those
the little paper things. And they would look so shiny and exciting.
You'd be like, yeah.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. Look at this.
I would read Goosebumps. Into them shits. You'd be like, oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I would read as a kid.
That's funny. But, all right. Well, yeah, that's it for the Halloween episode. Remember, Bali 2.0. It's in the link down below. So if you want to get it, get it now. Spots are filling up. It's only 9 slots left. So once that's done, then ain't no telling what's next.
I want a last word from Kevin Emanuel.
Oh, yeah. Any last word from Kevin Emanuel on this Halloween, on this spooky season going into the Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year?
Listen, ladies, it's just prepare to get your kidneys taken. Prepare to get your kidneys taken this Halloween if you plan to go get a BBL or anything like that. So prepare for that. Fellas, get your game up. Yeah. Do better. Be great.
Do better.
Try to, you know.
Do better in Dubai. And I'm sorry you had to spill the kidney beans, but it is what it is.
And on that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Happy Halloween!
Peace!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.